producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember I told you there was a woman driving in a car, or she was plumb out of her house in the car, kid was in the back seat, and a spider was crawling on her. So she freaks out, jumps out of the car while it's still moving, and her kid had to jump in behind the wheel to stop the car, even though the car still hit a pole. Everybody was okay. But we were like, woman, please. Well, that's not the half of it. We have another spider story. There was a spider on a plane, and it delayed a Delta flight from Baltimore. A spider. But not just any spider, an escaped tarantula. They say a tarantula that escaped delayed an Atlanta-bound Delta Airlines flight at Baltimore Washington International Airport a couple nights ago. Delta Flight 1525 was delayed for about 3 hours after a baggage handler noticed a baboon tarantula had gotten out of its container in the cargo hold. I would have freaked out. I would have been like, I don't know. Let me look up. I don't know if bamboo tarantulas are bad. I mean, is it baboon? Baboon. I need glasses. Let me look up okay, oh, they look bad. Oh, they look bad. Okay, let me see if they're venomous. Okay, there's an orange baboon tarantula. There's a king baboon, it's called Pternoculus marunus. All right, I don't know. To me, it looks bad. I thought that tarantulas aren't as venomous as spider, what I learned in school, but that they sit there and munch. They chomp when they bite you. And I was like, then I don't care about the venom. I'm still not going to let them bite me. Anyway. They were able to catch the spider, and they contacted the handler. According to Delta spokesman Brian Cruz, says to the Baltimore Sun, the handler confirmed that it was the only spider in the cage. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Can you imagine? Wow. You only got one? Where's the other five? Oh, my. They said it was not in the passenger cabin, so customers were not on the aircraft when the tarantula was discovered. Oh, hallelujah. Delta spokesman Morgan Durant said in a statement to WSB-TV of Atlanta. Still, when word of a loose tarantula was relayed to the cockpit crew, the pilots opted to keep the plane on the ground. Thank you. To be sure that there were no more spiders free in the cargo area. According to the spokesperson, the flight crew made the decision to fly to Atlanta on another aircraft out of an abundance of caution. And the captain explained the situation to our customers. So basically, they all said, to hell with this, I'm getting off this plane. So they all got off the plane and they went to a new plane because of a spider. See, I'm not the only one crazy scared about spiders. It's ridiculous. The new aircraft departed for Atlanta about 3 hours after the originally scheduled 7 p.m. departure time. Safety and security are our top priority, according to the pilot. All right, so good for them. I mean, look, that's an executive decision. You got a spider running around the place, And it's, yeah. Now, okay, why are spiders scary? Let's just look at the psychology of this. Okay, well, let me pull up a picture of a spider. I'm going to take a picture of a baboon. First of all, calling a baboon spider a baboon spider, to me, that means it's big. Okay, so that's already. So tarantulas, they're furry. I think that's also, I mean, it's one thing to have a spider like a black widow spider, but more people are scared of a spider like a, isn't there something called a wolf spider? How the hell does that ease your mind? But you see something with eight legs, all right? From a psychological perspective, you think that it's going to be fast. If we have two legs, have you ever tried to outrun a spider? I cannot outrun a spider. Mind you, I was pretty good at track and field. I cannot outrun a spider. And then I guess there's some species that fly. What the hell is that up with? So this spider, and you know, when you're little, you grow up going, okay, with bees. If the bees sting you, their stinger falls off, so they die. So bees really don't want to sting you. So if you don't bug the bee won't bug you. Not the case with the spider. I told you guys, I used to never be as scared of spiders or bugs. I told you guys about my bug collection where I got an A and, okay, you know, I'm a smart chica when it comes to bugs. And I'm in college and I'm in, one of the dorm rooms that I was, I got free rent when I was, working in the dorms. That's how I was able to, support myself, during the summer. I worked in the dorm, so I got to have a free room. I think that's how that worked. And so I took whatever room they had. I remember seeing a little tiny, itsy-witsy bit of baby spider, a little baby spider, and a little web in the corner of the room. And I'm like, it's a little spider. I'm not going to kill it. Well, I wake up the next morning with a very weird lesion on my leg. And within a day or two, it blew up to the size of, like, a breast. It was scary huge. And maybe Mama Spider decided to bite me. And after that, I was like, okay, there's no, if you don't bug the bees won't bug you, type of thing with spiders. A spider will hunt you down in the middle of the night. But that isn't why I was scared. I tell you what scared me. So ever since that time, I was like, what, maybe 1920, I would check my bed every night for spiders before I went to bed. It was a routine. Okay, and I'd check the bed, make sure there's no spiders, whatever. Okay. Finally, I'm in medical school, and I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is starting to become an obsession. I can't go to bed without checking the sheets. How am I supposed to have a boyfriend later? All right, telling him to go, you know, get off the bed so I can check for spiders. This is ridiculous. This is the last time. Tonight is going to be the last time you check for a spider. I lift up the covers, and leg span, a 5-inch spider bolts across the bed. You want to know what, though? I still promised myself not to look anymore, and I did, and that's how I got over my obsession. Scary stuff, though. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You know, the song actually is You Talk Too Much, I Say You Never Shut Up. That used to be one of my bumper music songs for years. For some reason, you guys don't hear that part of the clip, but it's the You Never Shut Up is the part that really, you know, makes that song. I just had a berry. The reason why I had a berry is berries seem to be really good at decreasing stress. And I got a little bit of stress going on, which I'll tell you guys about. But first, I want to thank Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, it's been about 28 days since I've had sex with my husband. And I don't know where the 28 days went. And there's a little bit of stress. And at first, I think what happened was I was shaving my legs a while back, and I I cut myself pretty bad. So, you know, of course I'm bleeding, you know, from my legs. I'm like, no. And then you don't want to shave around the area that's cut. So I now have a scab with some hair around it. Well, I'm not going to let my husband see my naked legs. So that already took 2 weeks out. Okay. Then what happened? Oh, it was the Jewish holidays. And even though you're allowed to have sex during the Jewish, like Rosh Hashanah and the days of reflection, I feel guilty, okay? Because one of the reasons why I have to atone for all my sins is because a lot of my sins had to do with my sex escapades in the past. So now I'm like, okay, well, I can't have sex because I'm supposed to be atoning for all the sex sins. Now, even though Yom Kippur was the day that we were supposed to atone, remember, 24 hours or 25 hours of fasting, you know and I know that that doesn't put a dent in the Mack truck of all the things I need to atone for. So I'm like, I got to start atoning early. So all of a sudden, here we go. We finish that. Okay. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess now we should probably have sex. And I just, like, last night, I just fell asleep. So, kind of stressful. And so, you know, I got to make my husband feel loved. Okay. I got to make him feel wanted. And I do. I love my husband and I want him. It's just, I don't know what to do. And the reason why this is so stressful is now it's been about 28 days. My leg is healed from the bad shaving escapade. So now I need to shave my legs. Okay. But I'm afraid that the whole cycle is going to start all over again. Oh, and on top of all that, and you women would understand this, I was wearing a dress where I had to wear a couple layers of Spanx. Well, for some of us, it causes hives. So all over my belly and side boob area, because a lot of these things contour your side boobs and side thighs, I have hives. So how the hell am I supposed to get through a 2.5 minute sexual encounter with hives? Okay, so tonight, what I'm thinking I'm going to do is take a Benadryl. But here's the thing, you got to be careful, because Benadryl puts you to sleep. So Benadryl puts me to sleep in about 5 minutes. 5 minutes, I'm out with the Benadryl. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell my husband to get into the bed. Okay, of course the cats are going to jump in the bed, the dog's going to watch, no, we're not going to sleep, okay, I have a duty to fulfill, everybody leave. Cats are going to be like, well, really? She didn't just say that, oh no, she didn't, leave the room, this is mama's time with daddy. Okay, so I get everybody out of the room, and I'm going to tell him, just sit there and get ready, okay? Now he's going to be like, are you going to wear the muumuu the whole time? I'm going to be, shut up. And then what I'm going to do is right before I jump into the bed, I'm going to have the water and the Benadryl. But see, here's another problem, okay? I can't take any medication with warm water. I gag. So the water needs to be ice cold. But it's very hard to swallow a pill with ice. Have you guys ever done that? You get yourself cold water with ice, you can't swallow a pill because the ice keeps smacking against your teeth. So you're like, okay, I gotta swallow this pill, but I can't because of the ice. So what I have to do is I have to wait for the ice to melt, but not the water get too warm. Now it's what, you know, end of September, so it's about 100 degrees still in Las Vegas. The water's gonna melt fast, but I can't let it get warm. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have him sit there. He can play Candy Crush or do whatever while he waits for me. I'm gonna stand right next to the bed. I don't want to stand there naked because the cats walk by and I don't want the cats to see that. So I'll be wearing my muumuu, okay? So then I'm going to take the bed. I take it, the hives, I have the hives. So I'm going to take the Benadryl super fast. Drink it with the water, make sure there's no ice, so you don't choke on the water. Now, the other thing too is sometimes these medications give you a little bit of a bad breath. So I want to take the medicine, put the water down, and then chew on some spearmint gum for a little bit. See, you guys are laughing, thinking that I'm crazy. You don't understand. We women have rituals. We women have all these rituals before we jump into bed with you or jump into the backseat of the car or, you know, the shed or the bowling alley. Okay, just hypothetically, those are places I hear some people have sex. All right? Oh, and I completely forgot. I need to empty out my bowel. The last thing you want to do is in the middle of sex. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a stool softener. I completely forgot about the stool softener. I can't believe I'm worried so much about the Benadryl. I'm going to take a stool softener roughly at about noon. That stool softener should kick in at 8, although there's a Bishop Gorman football game I can't miss. Bishop Gorman's high school football, if you haven't heard, is like the like best in the nation. These guys rock. So I got to be careful because if the game doesn't get out till 10-11. So I'm going to take a you know what? I'll take a suppository. The suppositories make you poop really fast. So I'll do that. Have an empty stomach, have the Benadryl, put the water down, drink, take the gum, chew the gum, spit the gum out. Okay? Try to pull off the moo-moo shoulder first, okay? And jump into bed. We should be good. That's my romantic evening. What are you all doing? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. I'm not going to shave. Thank you. No, I'm not going to shave. I just can't take the risk of bleeding again and then going through the whole thing of no. You know what? My husband doesn't concentrate much on my lower legs. He really doesn't. I understand what's missionary position. Sometimes the legs are a little bit more noticeable. But, you know what I have? I found a box from, my high school days, leg warmers. I have leg warmers from the 1980s. Honest. I got these black and I got these Smurf blue leg warmers. I'll just wear the leg warmers. That's a great idea. Okay, so I'll have sex in leg warmers. And then we'll have the song, Let's Get Physical. It's gonna be a great night. I'm excited. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Your child's teddy bear could be causing food poisoning. Did you guys hear about this? Okay. Apparently, the little teddy bear goes around with your kid wherever they go. My kids really weren't into teddy bears. They liked walking around with toy assault rifle and guns and things like that. But apparently, 80% of these teddy bears harbor bacteria that could trigger food poisoning. According to research done by Dettol, they found 90% of children drop their toys on the floor. Well, duh. It picks up dirt and it picks up germs. 3 out of 4 bears do not get washed until a child gets sick. 1 in 5 have never been washed ever. Why? Because it takes away the fluffiness. You got a brand new stuffed bear. If you stick it in the washing machine, it doesn't come out the same. Your kid knows it. They start to scream and cry, and now you're completely screwed. So it doesn't work. Microbiologists swab tested a variety of children's teddies and found that more than 80% were contaminated with Staphylococcus. I believe Staph aureus. They just say Staphylococcus. Or pyogenes. I'm not sure. I have to find out. Which is a pathogen that can cause food poisoning. Staph aureus, I'm thinking Staph pyogenes. But anyway, furthermore, almost a quarter contained coliforms. Coliforms, are an indicator of harmful organisms. So you gotta wash your teddy bear and use an antibacterial laundry cleanser. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have the 10 best stress-busting foods, which is why I'm eating a berry. Because the big problem with stress is I just had one berry, although it was chocolate-covered. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this. They sell them at Target. It's called Brookside Dark Chocolate Goji and Raspberry Flavor. Oh, my God. They're, like, covered in chocolate, and they make it poop really good. They're, like, really, really yummy stuff. Not that that counts, but as a, you know, berry food. But anyway, we stress, and what do? We head for the carbs. And we need our energy fixes. And according to nutritionist Charlotte Watts, writing for Healthista, stress can make us crave junk food and increase our levels of fat-promoting stress hormones. So she has this book called The De-Stress Effect. And this is why we get weight gain around the tummy. I can't stand that. Why do I have weight around my tummy? I used to have a good-looking tummy. Really good-looking tummy. Anyway, so berries are number one on the list. A lot of antioxidants. They help prevent premature aging, can temper the release of sugars into the bloodstream after eating. So raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, awesome choice if you're stressed. They also have chamomile. Chamomile, didn't we used to, like, tell kids to drink chamomile tea? And they were like, what? Not going to drink that crap. But anyway, it's chamomile. And I guess it raises the amino acid glycine. And glycine helps, I guess, calm down a stress-heightened nervous system, according to her. It also releases levels of hippuric acid. Hips don't lie. And this hippuric acid helps fight infection. Drinking chamomile tea after meals may help regulate digestive issues. Yeah, that's me, like stomach cramps and constipation. Common symptoms for those that have irritable bowel syndrome. I still have irritable bowel. Man, my bowel, if you thought, you know, we talked about vaginas being hostile environments and uteruses being all irritable certain times of the month. I got that, but it is nothing compared to my irritable bowel. Now we're talking dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, okay? Is yummy. Stress increases our cravings for sweets, but some dark chocolate may help. They say a 40-gram bar a day can help us cope with stress because chocolate releases beta endorphins in the brain. That helps us cope with stress. It contains a chemical called PEA, phenylethylamine, and it is said to evoke feelings of pleasure and euphoria. They said, look for raw chocolate, such as cocoa nibs. What the hell is that? Or dark chocolate, that's at least 70% cocoa. No. That it tastes like crap. No, I don't like that. I like the dark chocolate that's just about milk chocolate, but on the package it says dark. Man, the 70%. You know how you guys try that? I think Ghirardelli sells these dark chocolate bars. I don't know what percentage of the dark chocolate, but I remember somebody brought us chocolate. So I went into the package and I start eating it and I'm like, ooh, oh, these stink. What is this? And you know, Ghirardelli has some of the most delicious, creamy, mouth-watering chocolate out there. So I was like, what the heck is this? It's because I grabbed the extra dark chocolate. That's what it was. It was like a bunch of extra dark chocolate. And I was like, man, I haven't eaten Ghirardelli since because I am scared to death of grabbing a Ghirardelli square and it turns out to be the dark chocolate because it tasted so bad. But that's dark chocolate. Okay, nuts. If you're under stress, you need to reach for the nuts. Of course, unless you have, there's always somebody out there going, not unless you have diverticulosis. You're right. If you have diverticulosis, don't eat the nuts. Thank you. Gosh. Tired of doing that, a disclaimer. Those of you guys with diverticulosis, just, you know, figure it out. Because, man, I'm tired of always having to do that disclaimer. Diverticulosis, unfortunately for them, poor guy, I would not want this. You got these pockets in your colon. And these pockets in your colon will trap food, like little nuts, or with your seeds of your strawberries or bananas. And unfortunately, they could sit there, they could kind of fester, bacteria could settle, you could get infection. And sometimes diverticulosis could lead to diverticulitis, inflammation of the colon. Another scary thing that diverticulosis patients have to deal with is you go in with a colonoscopy, and you could go in right through one of those pockets and perforate. So somebody with diverticulosis, you know, the doctor needs to know ahead of time if they can, and very carefully advance that scope. It's rare, you know, a perforation, but it's still a risk factor. Anyway. Nuts are great sources of B vitamins, zinc, magnesium, omega oils, and all these things kind of get burned up when you get stressed. They also naturally balance blood sugar levels and reduce sugar cravings. They also regulate appetite and support metabolism. So some people are like, oh, I can't eat nuts because of, you know, I'll get fat. They say almonds, walnuts, Brazil nuts mid-afternoon keep stress-related cravings. Speaking of Brazil, I'm thinking about getting, never mind. I was going to talk about how one stressful thing with me is always having to get waxed and hair removal. So I was thinking about doing a Brazilian wax, but that's, I'm kind of nervous about getting that done because I heard it's not the most comfortable. Celery. Although you would think the person having to do my Brazilian wax is more freaked out and stressed than I am. That's okay. I'll bring her some nuts. Celery. Stress affects me. Sorry. Look, this is what I deal with. This is my day. Celery. Stress affects sleep. You could find yourself waking. I'm reading this for you here. Okay. I'm reading this because I don't have the celery. I don't have the celery paragraph prepared. Sorry. I have to read this one as I go. Stress affects sleep and you could find yourself waking with a start in the early hours if you have high stress. Celery contains tryptophan. Tryptophan helps the body create serotonin. Serotonin puts you in a positive mood and sound sleep. Did you guys know that you can eat a bunch of celery and that can help your serotonin levels? So they say use sugar-free peanut butter as a bedtime snack. Put it on your celery and you may sleep better. That's cool. I want to try that. Licorice. Ugh. Oh, I hate licorice. I mean, the red vines are okay, but I cannot stand black licorice. I don't even know why that's a candy. They say licorice could help the function of your adrenal glands. Adrenal glands are the two little baby glands that sit above your kidneys. They make the stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline. Okay, that helps you get through stressful times. Okay, when your adrenals become exhausted, so to speak, adrenal insufficiency, you may not be able to produce the hormones. You get tired. So a lot of you guys are heading to the caffeine. Don't be doing that. They said maybe try some licorice. Okay. May not work as well after 2 p.m., but it seems to work really good early morning, which is when your adrenals seem to work more. Another thing you could do is oily fish. Oily fish has DHA and EPA. DHA, omega-3 oils, good for sleep and mood. EPA, reduced stress-related inflammation. They contain B vitamins, zinc, and magnesium. Best sources include 2 to 4 servings a week of mackerel, anchovy, salmon, trout, or sardines. Tuna also has omega-3s, but everybody's so afraid of the mercury that they don't recommend it. Which I don't think they have to be that afraid, but still. And then garlic. Garlic does great. Do you ever see an Italian stressed? No, they just forget about it. Forget about it. Why? Because they eat a lot of garlic. Antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. Reduces tissue and joint inflammation. They say you could crush a couple cloves, throw some oregano, lemon, drizzle of olive oil into your macaroni, put some gravy on it, and you got a real nice dish. Cabbage. Also your cruciferous vegetables, your Brussels sprouts, kale, collards, pak choi, horseradish, and mustard leaves. They all help with stress. Disgusting, but healthy. Olive oil as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say beer consumption may lower the risk of a heart attack in women. Usually we hear bad things about beer, but Swedish researchers found that consuming beer at most once or twice a week, women will run a 30% lower risk of heart attack compared to both heavy drinkers and women who never drink beer. I'm not a beer drinker. I'm worried about the calories. I'm worried about the taste. Anyway, according to Dominique Hang, researcher at Sahlgrenska Academy, says previous research also suggested that alcohol in moderate quantities can have a certain protective effect, but there is still uncertainty as to whether or not this really is the case. Our results have been checked against other risk factors for cardiovascular disease, which substantiates the findings. So they basically looked at data from 1,500 women over a period of almost 50 years. In the study, women were asked about the frequency of their consumption of beer, wine, or spirits, and about various physical symptoms. Yeah, spirits is what we used to call whiskey, rum, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm assuming. Puts me in a good spirit. Anyway, so the results revealed that over the 32-year follow-up period, 185 women had had a heart attack, 164 had a stroke, 160 developed diabetes, and 345 developed cancer. Researchers found that moderate consumption of beer seems to protect women from heart attacks. They say we were unable to confirm that moderate wine consumption has the same effect, so our results also need to be confirmed through follow-up studies. So some of you are like, oh, I don't like beer. Yeah, I drink wine. They didn't study that. Sorry. Right now, beer. That'll work because it is football season. I am so concerned about what is going to happen with the Cowboys now that Romo broke his clavicle, but I think Whedon could handle it. They're playing the Falcons this Sunday, I believe, 1 p.m. Eastern, which is 10 a.m. I'm going to set my alarm. I usually sleep in on Sunday, but I am going to be up for that. I am very excited. Fox News has a very interesting article on 8 things that happen when you stop drinking alcohol. Okay? If you take a break from drinking alcohol, a few things happen pretty quickly. Okay? Number one, they say you start to sleep more soundly. Sorry, my nose is running. One recent study in the journal Alcoholism Clinical Experimental Research found that drinking before bedtime, we know, disrupts sleep. They found it increases alpha wave patterns in the brain, which is a type of cerebral activity that occurs when you're awake, not supposed to when you're asleep, so you end up having disrupted sleep. They also looked at 27 studies that found that alcohol may help you fall asleep quickly and deeply, but it really messes with your sleep quality overall and you wake up not feeling well. I also think it can mess with your breathing and your apnea. So you end up sleeping better and more soundly once you kick drinking alcohol. You also consume less dinner. I notice that too. If I drink alcohol, sometimes to get rid of the taste, I'll eat something with more salt. And I don't like to do that. I don't like to drink while having dinner because you eat more. According to a study published in the American Journal of Nutrition, alcohol is one of the biggest drivers of excessive food intake. The researchers looked at women who received an alcohol infusion equivalent to about 2 drinks. They ate 30% more food than those who received a saline solution. Even mild intoxication increased a woman's brain activity in the hypothalamus, making them more sensitive to the smell of food, prompts you to eat more. You also may get more sugar cravings. Why? Because sugar boosts your reward chemical dopamine. This fuels feelings of pleasure. So when you start to cut back, let's say, on alcohol, okay, I also think there's an insulin issue too. Okay, we've talked about that. But sometimes you may notice more, circulating dopamine. You'll lose weight. Alcohol is a sneaky way of increasing your daily caloric intake. One margarita may have 300 calories or more, mostly from sugar. Pina colada, 450 calories. One study found men consumed an additional 433 calories on those days. They drink a quote-unquote moderate amount of alcohol. So they didn't even think they drink a lot. It's 433 calories. You cut those calories. They say your complexion will look better. Since alcohol is a diuretic, you dehydrate. So now your body will be able to absorb water better, and your skin will look more plump. They also say you have more money. If you have a wine or scotch habit, you spend more money. When you start to crunch at the numbers, you end up with your spending. See, what kills me is, you know, when I used to serve drinks and bartend and stuff like that, I mean, you looked at, you know, the markup of the drinks and you were like, oh my gosh, you know, I mean, how many drinks can you pour out of that one bottle? And, you know, and the markup kills you. You know, I live in Las Vegas and I love this town and I think this town is very exciting and they make, we have great food, we have great drinks, people have fun, but I'm noticing some of these bars, some of the drinks are creeping up to $12. $12 for an alcoholic beverage. Can't be doing that. That's, you know, so you'll save some money. They also say when you, see other people drinking, you end up being less agitated. You end up being, I guess, less stressed. And heart disease may, even though heart disease may help lower your odds of heart trouble, we still need to study that more. Cancer, however, could go up if you drink. So when you quit drinking, maybe throat cancer, certain types of cancer will improve. So that's what they recommend. Again, very difficult because we got a good football weekend coming up. This is interesting. There's a test, a 5-second test that you could take to separate those in charge from the people who will never move up the career ladder. It's called an E-trick, developed by Professors Adam Galinsky and Maurice Schweitzer. We're going to take the test. Quick test. Experiment discovered a common trait people in senior roles share. Okay, I'm going to tell you I'm going to tell you what to do, and then I'll tell you what it means. Okay, so basically, without thinking, you're supposed to draw an E on your forehead. Okay, draw an E. Okay, so I'm going to draw an E. Okay, if you drew the E to yourself, where if you were looking at it, you could read it, you are more self-oriented, they say. And you have traits commonly found in powerful people because the E makes sense to you. You're drawing it to you. I didn't. I drew the E outward. That means if the letter is written so it makes sense to others but not yourself, it shows you consider people's perspectives but may not be cutthroat enough to make it to the top. And I have seen my radio show ratings. They got that. It's true. I would rather, but I don't, you know what? This is a stupid test. Stupid. Cause I gotta tell you, if I'm going to lead, it doesn't make sense my looking at something myself and my being able to be the only one to succeed. You need everybody else to succeed and everybody needs to see the stupid E on your forehead. I'm gonna draw the E to everybody so they can see it. And because it's easier, that's stupid. Alright, man, I could be a good leader. Do you have to be cutthroat to be a good leader? No. I don't think you have to be cutthroat. I don't think you have to be a jerk. You have to be powerful. You have to be prepared to tick people off. Okay? Not that you want to. You can't please everybody. That's hard for me because I want to please everybody, which is another reason why I haven't run for politics. Really hard. You know, I want everyone to like me. So I guess maybe it is right. But nonetheless, I'm not drawing the E backwards. No way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you guys fight jet lag, and scientists think if you have a certain timed feeding, it can help fight metabolic jet lag. Apparently, researchers who published in Cell Metabolism, scientists have daily food and beverage intake. There's a way that however you eat, it could kind of help you with the way you deal with jet lag. That's it in a nutshell. All right, guys. Don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.